Short lecture. Sample. The Vikings. Listen to part of a lecture in an archaeology class and answer the question.
Okay, let's discuss another ancient people called the Vikings. Many people think about horn-helmeted raiders, farmers, and settlers when they discuss Vikings. As a matter of fact, Vikings were more than that. They also had a religion, mainly Christianity. They valued family, were known as great warriors, and traded with many countries. For the purposes of our discussion, we are going to concentrate on the trade aspect of the Vikings. The Vikings knew that piracy served a limited purpose by providing only an irregular income, and, at the same time, realized that trade could provide a more regular means for providing wealth. This strong belief in trade led many of the Scandinavian Vikings to trading goods, rather than raiding villages and stealing what they wanted. They set up their trading spots in places like fishing camps or small trading stations in both seasonal markets and densely settled towns. In some cases, these trading spots were the beginnings of larger towns, which flourished during the Viking Age, and were located in Northwest, Northern, and Eastern Europe, more commonly called Scandinavia. Believe it or not, some of these towns still exist today, and in some cases have grown into cities. Some of the abandoned Viking Age towns and marketplaces have recently been excavated and numerous goods have been discovered. These discoveries include remains of glass and pottery and beads, possibly from Asia. Some of what was left of the trade industries were also discovered, such as the remnants from the making of everyday and luxury objects of glass, bone, antler, wood, iron, bronze, and precious metals.
Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
In some cases, these trading spots were the beginnings of larger towns, which flourished during the Viking Age, and were located in Northwest, Northern, and Eastern Europe, more commonly called Scandinavia. Believe it or not, some of these towns still exist today, and in some cases have grown into cities.
Why does the professor say this?
Believe it or not, some of these towns still exist today, and in some cases have grown into cities.